Previously on Rolling on Fate.
You were there, Mortimer, though I know you didn't see or hear everything that happened because, well, you're whatever you are. Anyway, we were minding our own business, being harassed by vengeful blue spirits, you know, usual stuff for us, when we stumbled across this reported spirit rift where, you guessed it, these vengeful blue spirits seemed to be emanating from. Taylor, apparently haunted by the spirit of his daughter, Marion, haunted by the spirit of a young dwarven soldier, and I, unknowingly talked to by the spirit of some unrepentant jackass whose death I may have had something to do with, wandered into said rift with you, Morty, where you whirred and beeped until you couldn't whir or beep anymore, while Marion managed to actually apologize to his dwarven spirit friend. What's that? Oh, yeah, that totally caught me by surprise too, Morty. Marion's always such a grump. Anyway, we then swam out of the rift, I hate swimming, and found ourselves surrounded by some hooded thugs. What does the sea elf have to do to get some peace and quiet around here, Morty? Sometimes, I feel like you're the only one who truly understands me. Here, let me serenade you with a ritualistic bagpipe song performed by some of my people. It's only 3 hours long or so. The others? Oh, they're sleeping. I can't imagine they'll mind.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
Hi, my name's Karen, and I play Lorelei, the female dragonborn.
Hi, my name's Andy, and I'm playing Brat, the male dragonborn necromancer.
And I'm Matt, your DM. Standing right outside the rift, just 10 to 5 feet outside of the rift, is Taylor, Marion, and Peleus. And about 20 feet in front of them, a black bead materializes out of thin air, falls to the ground, and detonates with a necrotic explosion at Marion's feet, engulfing Taylor and Peleus as well. But the moment before you were all engulfed, you saw several new figures. One very familiar dragonborn, a man with black scales with red streaks, one red eye and one black. He is struggling while trying to hold Fanula. The second figure is a large minotaur man with a black hooded cloak. He is holding Nortrude, but seems to be annoyed by a chipmunk that is biting his face. And the last figure you see is a tall, dragonborn woman. She also has black scales with red streaks, and one black eye and one red. You can see she is holding the Shadowfell Rift Rod, and beside her are two demonic, undead-looking hounds. At this point in time, I want to check in with Fanula and Nortrude and see if you guys wanted to do anything else right before this was happening. Fanula.
I said that I cast Primal Savagery.
Yes.
And was biting and scratching.
Cool.
Whoever was holding me.
Is the dragonborn. The dragonborn that you guys know, you have seen before, and you killed him the last time you saw him.
Oh, is he the one that was the necromancer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nortrude, is there anything else besides bee biting the minotaur that you would like to do?
What should I... Should I actually do my rolling and stuff?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
And I am going to have B attack with Dragon's Breath.
Yeah, I was hoping you would do that.
Well, B charges forward, Dragon Breath spewing from his mouth.
Oh, okay. So, okay, we'll do that.
I approve.
We'll do that on your turn. Let's roll for initiative.
That is a 1.
I got 14.
Thank goodness I rolled a 2. If I didn't, that would have been a 0.
Oh, sorry. Initiative's plus 2, so that's 16.
And I got a 16.
I had a 14.
Fanula has 20, but not nat 20. Just 20. Just a dirty 20.
What is your dex bonus, Nortrude?
It is plus 2.
I'm going to have Nortrude go first. Peleus, what was yours?
22.
Woo! Peleus is definitely going first. Peleus, Taylor, and Marion, please make dexterity saving throws because you're being engulfed by a bunch of necrotic energy.
Holy crap. 17.
19.
Nice, you save. You also save.
Way to go, me, not dying immediately at the start of combat.
Congratulations.
Things are coming up, Milhouse.
Taylor got a 15.
Okay, all three of you save. So you guys will take half of this damage. Or actually, Karen, how about you roll a 46?
Hey, Karen, how badly do you want us to run a new campaign?
10.
10 total, so yes. They take 5 each. Okay. You guys take 5 each, and just as a reminder, as you know, it leaves behind a necrotic area of effect, so staying within it, you're going to take more damage.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
So with my shield mastery feat, I think I can use that to negate the damage by putting up my shield.
Cool. Then yes, you don't take any damage from that. To the top of the round, Peleus, it is your turn.
Yay. How far do I have to walk to get out of this necrotic orb?
It's centered on Marion, and you're just like 5 foot away from Marion. It is a 20-foot radius. So you need to walk basically almost 20 feet, like 15 feet to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Directly to your right or straight ahead. They're 20 feet in front of you, so they're basically at the edge of this radius.
I'm going to walk 15 feet to my right, and maybe I'll just shimmy, you know, just kind of taunting them, eating all this damage like it's nothing. And I'm going to flick on Amesley's magic amplifier with my bonus action. And I'm going to target the two goons with a suggestion. And I'm going to suggest that they put my friends down and kindly go prone. So they have to make DC checks. Let's see. It's going to be a wisdom saving throw.
16.
Mm-hmm. And the other one?
17.
Oh, they both make it. Oh, that happens.
Okay.
That's it. I'm just going to keep shimmying
over here.
That's
movement, action.
Well, I guess I can take the rest of my movement. If I walk backwards, what happens? Like, I'm not going in another portal, am I?
No. You've already walked away from the portal.
Okay. I'll take...
A new one opens behind you.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm just excited about all these rifts just appearing. I'm going to take 15 steps or 15 feet backwards. I'm just going to... Okay, dance the entire time.
Farther away. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're basically on the opposite edge of the sphere from them.
Yeah.
Fanula, you can take your turn. Okay. You are technically grappled, so you cannot move away, but you're basically struggling with the necromancer guy.
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
How close is the necromancer to the minotaur that's holding Nortrud?
They're 10 feet away from each other.
So not in melee range?
No.
Not for them, even for the Minotaur? Does any of them have, like, reach weapons?
Oh, the Minotaur has reach. So technically the Minotaur could reach him, but the Minotaur is also holding Nortrud right now.
Would Fanula be able to tell, like, that the Minotaur could possibly reach her?
He could, yeah. Yeah, he potentially could, yeah.
Okay. All right, in that case, Fanula is going to turn and, like, look at the Minotaur and cast Crown of Madness. So the Minotaur has to roll a saving throw.
What kind of saving throw?
Wisdom, sorry. Please do worse than you did last time.
Natural 2, so no matter what pluses he has, he fails.
Yeah. Okay, so a twisted crown of jagged thorns appears on his head and madness glows in his eyes. He has to use his action before moving on each of his turns to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that I mentally choose, and I choose the dragonborn that's holding me.
Okay, that's an action.
But that's on his turn, so that was my action.
Right.
And I guess I will try to struggle out of there if I can for movement, or that would be my action?
It would be an action to remove yourself from a grapple.
All right. I am going to face step out of this shit.
To where?
Not into the glowing orb of death.
Would you like to go to your left?
What's to my left?
Nothing. I mean, there are spirits just like floating in the distance out there. where you guys came from, where that like dead tree in your cart was, is like directly behind you.
I will face step to, can I go like next to Nortrud? Like,
yeah, you can go anywhere within 30 feet.
But not like right next to her. Like, how far is she from me? 10 feet? So I'm going to go 20 feet
beyond
on her side. So I'm still like on close enough to her to do something if I need to.
Okay. What happens in your winter face step?
A creature of your choice that I can see within 5 feet of you, so it would be the guy holding me. So he gets to do another wisdom saving throw.
Andy?
21.
You're fine then.
Fionnuala has popped out of existence in your arms, has teleported 20 feet on the other side of Nortrud.
I don't get an attack of opportunity on her.
You do not with this spell. Nortrud, your turn. Somehow, your breath weapon that's going to go off now has only evil targets and not a Fionnuala in the way.
Oh, perfect.
What kind of damage would you like B to do?
Well, this time I think I will do lightning damage.
Chipmunk damage. Oh.
No, not chipmunk damage. Lightning damage.
Yeah. All right.
Do it.
Lightning damage. He is on the Minotaur's face. So basically either...
Electrocute.
Either he can get the female and male dragonborns plus the two demon dogs, and that's it. Or he can get off, run backwards, and hit the Minotaur, but he will also hit you as well. Your choice.
Well, unlike Emperor Palpatine, I know when to stop electrocuting myself with force lightning. So, not me.
All right. They need to make saving throws. Karen and Andy, can you guys make dexterity saving throws? And I'll make them for the dogs.
13.
20, not natural.
The dogs get both 11s. Your spell save DC?
16.
Andy is the only one that saves for half. So go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. That is a 10.
Okay. Male Dragonborn, you take 5.
That hurts.
Nortrud, that's a bonus action, so you have an action for yourself.
Well, I think I will try my luck at getting out of the grapple. And can B assist, like, bite?
Cool. I'll give you a bonus to that. It is, however, going to be a strength contest, but I will give you plus 2 for B's annoyance.
I mean, he has very chompy jaws. All right. Well... not looking good. I rolled a natural 1.
Oh. All right. I mean, he has a base 13 and he's got like plus 5 for his strength. So he holds on to you.
He barely notices what you're doing.
All right. That's pretty much the end of your turn.
Before our turn starts, question.
Yes.
Where is Marion with respect to male dragonborn?
Marion is 20 feet in front of you.
Thank you.
Come at me, bro.
In the dead center of the necrotic sphere.
Wonderful. Where he should be.
With a tailor right next to him. I'm going to do the Minotaur first with the Crown of Madness. It's really easy to decide what he's doing. So he is changing his maneuverability. So he just has one arm around Nortrud. And he's pulling a weapon. He has a pretty big greatsword that he
You have to use two hands with a greatsword.
He does not.
God damn it!
Because he's a Minotaur. And
I tried, Aaron.
He is trying to slash sideways at you, female
dragonborn.
He is doing it to his side. So I'm going to roll for him. Oh, but he rolled a natural 3 plus 8. I think he still misses you.
Yeah.
11 misses you. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Fionnuala watches this and looks really disappointed in him.
He is now going to try and drag Nortrud with him just like back another 10 feet. So Nortrud, another strength saving throw. See if you could prevent him from moving or not.
Well, let's see. I got a 15, but B is chomping the Minotaur's face. Does that count for anything?
Sure, I'll give you the plus 2 for B's face biting.
All right, 17 it is.
You guys actually tied. surprisingly. So I'll say he's only dragged you a little bit. You haven't really moved that far. You're holding your weight against the Minotaur. 17?
Yeah, you get it.
Okay, so...
I'm gonna drop it anyways.
Karen, you see the crown and you see like the craziness in his eyes. Right when you look over at him, the crown fades and he shakes his head and then he looks super fucking worried at you. Like...
Oh, shit.
But he's still holding on to Nortrud.
I just sigh and roll my eyes.
So at this point, you'll see Brad pop his neck, kind of roll his neck around. It'll sound really gross, and he'll look straight at Marion.
Once I'm done here, I'm going to come snap your neck in retribution.
Brad will use his bonus action first to toss a rapier in the air, and it will move 20 feet to Marion, and it will take a slash at him. Wing 17.
Oh, that's gonna miss.
Try harder.
Lucky.
All right, so that's your bonus action.
So then he will use Arms of Hatter, and what you see is tendrils of dark energy erupting from me, and all creatures within 10 feet of me must make a strength saving throw.
Did you want to move first?
I will move into the sphere.
Okay. You want to move just 10 feet forward? They are another 10 feet in front of you. So I'm going to say, Fanuela, Peleus, Marion, and Taylor, you all see this. You see this dragonborn man that you've seen before walk confidently into the necrotic sphere, and it doesn't seem like it's bothering him whatsoever. You take no damage.
Okay. And he's casting this spell at third level.
Marion and Taylor, you need to make strength saving throws.
That is going to be 17. I saved.
So you'll take half damage, each of you, which will be half of 15 necrotic.
So is he inside or outside of the necrotic sphere now?
He is inside with you.
Okay.
Inside. Karen, your turn and your dogs.
Okay. How far apart are Marion and Taylor?
They're 5 feet next to each other. They're right next to each other.
Perfect. So I'm going to cast Toll the Dead on both of them.
Okay.
So the sound of delirious bells fills the around of it. Have to succeed on wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, it's going to be an 8.
I also failed my save.
So they have taken damage already.
Yep. And I'm 6th level, so they both take 2d12. That's an 8 and a 1. Lame.
9 points of necrotic energy as well, right?
Yes.
It's up to you where the dogs go. They don't actually have to go to Marion and Taylor. They could also go to Peleus and Fanuela.
Yeah, I'm going to send one after each of them to hunt them down.
The dogs move 40 feet around, so they can easily reach both of them. So you watch as the one necrotic demon dog runs directly through the sphere. Also doesn't look like he's taking damage, directly towards you, Peleus, and one runs around the Minotaur towards Fanuela. They're both also going to do a biting attack as they come up to you. An 8 on Fanuela. So that misses, and 18 on Peleus.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. You take 10 piercing damage, and then you feel the teeth sink further into your flesh, and it just leaves behind this necrotic rotting damage as he like lets go, and you take an additional 4 points of necrotic damage. That's it for them.
I can move, but I choose not to.
Okay. Taylor. It is your turn. There is the familiar necromancer guy right in front of you with the tentacle arms around him. You're in the dead center of a sphere.
Does Taylor know that these male and female dragonborn are undead? Can I use my skill to sense if that's... Because it's my favorite enemy.
Yeah, because of your favorite enemy. Obviously, you saw him dead, and now you see him alive in the same body. He looks...
I can put
different
two and two together.
Than last time. He looks a lot more worse for wear. He doesn't give off the same sense of an undead, but really the only thing that comes to your mind is like undead, possibly lich, possibly some other resurrection thing, but he also looks different, so it's not really a resurrection. So it's definitely something going on there with that's kind of undeady.
Okay, so I get my bonus against him?
Why I was asking.
Yes. I will say yes, you do.
So Taylor's going to try to whip the male dragonborn in the face, but sadly I miss. And using my bonus action, I'm going to activate the electric charge on my shield and try to bash the male dragonborn in the face.
I'll miss.
Can you please stop going after my face? I value it so much.
Taylor ends his turn inside the necrotic sphere.
And because the miss happens, the shocking grasp doesn't go off, so it's still applied onto your shield. You see a crackling energy of electricity form over his shield, and it's still there. Cool. Taylor, you take only 3 points of necrotic damage from the AoE. Marion, it is your turn. There is an evil necromancer right in front of you.
All right. Oh, let's do something interesting. How close is he to the edge of the necrotic sphere?
He's not. Behind him is 15 feet to the edge. So he's almost in the center with you of the necrotic sphere.
Okay. Well, let's gamble. All right. I'm going to use 2 meta magic points to quicken a second level spell. Enhance ability. I'm going to cast Bull Strength on myself. I'm going to move forward. And I am then going to punch the dragonborn in the face.
Can you read for us what Bull Strength does?
Bull Strength, an enhanced ability choice. The target has advantage on strength checks.
Okay, but this isn't a strength check because it's
correct.
Just an attack.
It is right now.
Cool.
And as you'll also remember, I have a point of exhaustion, so this will negate the disadvantage that I have from my exhaustion.
Nice. All right, roll your attack.
That is 25. Does 25 hit?
That hits.
I kind of move my face into the punch.
I could tell you really wanted that. You wanted that bad. All right.
Can you please stop with the neck and the face?
All right. So that is 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. So an action?
That is an action. That is my movement. I'm sticking next to Taylor. We're going to take this motherfucker out.
All right. You take 2d6 necrotic damage. You take 6 damage.
Right.
We are back to the top of the round. Peleus, it is your turn. There is a demon dog right in front of you.
Doggo? Oh, I love doggos.
Doggo?
Yeah, doggo. So, quick question. I picked up that sweet-looking dagger earlier. What is there anything special about the dagger? Would I know if it's special at all? Or is it just, to me, a dagger currently?
You don't know. It
Mito.
Looks extremely fancy.
Extremely fancy. Well, I've got a rapier, and I know what that is. So I'm going to try and stab the dog with that.
Okay. Roll your attack.
It's a 17.
Hits. AC is 15 for the dogs.
Nice. Got free information. I appreciate that. Thank you. You fell into my trap. Okay, cool. So I'm going to use psychic blades here also. So I don't like dogs.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, I love dogs. I literally have like a dog lamp on my desk and a dog sleeping under my
desk. I was
going to
say
an
actual, not dog lamp.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. So 18 damage. 7 of that is piercing and the rest is all psychic.
Cool. The dog is looking worse for wear.
Good. That was the intent of the stabbing. I'm going to give bardic inspiration to Fanula. She's there. Pew, pew, pew. You
How
feel inspired.
How far away can your bardic inspiration?
60 feet.
Yeah, she's in range.
I thought she was
what
only
do I
like
get?
30 feet up from me, isn't she?
You get a D8. Yeah, she's basically 30 feet away from you. A D8 that you can use at any time when you roll a die.
Okay, cool.
Except for damage.
Except
not
for damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but
I know. It'd be really cool.
Saving throws, attack rolls, anything. Like
ability
that.
Checks.
Ability okay. checks.
Okay.
Is that your entire turn?
I'm not going to move away from the doggo. That sounds like a terrible idea. So, yeah, I'm going to hang out right here.
Okay. Fanula, your turn.
Okay, so Fanula, noticing that the crown has left the head of the Minotaur, looks annoyed and mutters under her breath, and I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force on the Minotaur. So you have to roll a intelligence saving throw. He better be stupid. He's so stupid. Judging from the female dragonborn.
I will give discussion. You a little bit of insight into the Minotaur. His intelligence is 6.
Yes.
He needs to do a saving throw, right?
Yes.
Okay. He rolled a 6 minus 2.
Okay. All right, so he's holding Nortrude with both hands now, or what?
No, just one, and in his other hand, he has his giant sword.
Does he have her, like, tucked under his arm, or what? I have to
No, just, like, right in front of her, on, like, basically his chest.
Okay.
He has his arm crossed over and pinning her to his chest.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to craft an illusion in his mind that Nortrude has started, like, exuding viscous, like, green fluid from her skin and her clothes, and it starts, like, burning his anywhere he's touching on her.
Basically like acid?
Yes.
Cool.
He will take 1d6 psychic damage as well.
Roll it.
Okay. I got a 1, goddammit.
Still takes 1 damage.
So it hurts a little bit.
On his turn, he will do something about that.
Okay.
That was your attack action?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
There's a dog in melee range, right?
Yes.
Then I am just gonna not move.
Okay, Nortrude, your turn. Actually, so we'll resolve that now because it is your turn. He is letting go of you. He is grunting from the pain of...
One pain?
Well, from the pain of acid that he believes that is burning him. And he's like letting go of you.
What are you doing?
It is your turn, Nortrude. You're still right up against him, though.
All right, well...
And B is also still on his face. B also still has his breath weapon.
So B is going to use his breath weapon. And let's see, who can I hit with it?
You could move in the direction of Fionnuala and basically get the Minotaur and the female dragonborn together in the AoE cone.
Oh, and I would like to clarify that this illusion of you being dripping poison, you don't know this. It's only in the Minotaur's head, so you're just like, okay.
Yeah, for some reason, he just let go of you.
Okay. Cool.
How far would you like to move?
Well, I will move 30 feet towards Fionnuala.
B can move like 10 feet back and still hit both of them. But you can move a whole 30 feet if you wish.
Okay.
Fionnuala is 20 feet away from you, though, with a dog.
All right. Well, I'll go towards Fionnuala.
Okay. I'm going to put you next to Fionnuala, and B is going to be on the ground in between you and the Minotaur.
Excellent.
Little B. And he get to breathe his lightning. I think it still has to stay the same.
Yeah. So he's going to zap.
They make dexterity saving throws again. Ooh, the Minotaur did it this time.
10.
Minotaur got an 18.
Okay, I got 14.
Okay. Karen, you take that full. Minotaur takes 7. So that's actually just your movement and a bonus action. So what do you do? Actually, that's only B's action. You still have a bonus action and an action for yourself.
Oh, goody.
So
I will cast Magic Missile. So we've got to do as much damage as possible.
There is a demon dog in front of us.
Okay.
It auto hits. Roll your damage.
All right. Well, I got an 11.
Okay. 11. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the mid-roll of episode 32. I'm glad you're all here and safe and well. We have a few things here to talk about. We have a giveaway going on right now on our Discord channel. We paired up with D20, that is D-T-W-I-N-T-Y. They are twin sisters, hence the name D20, and they are giving away one of their Moonrise dice set. These dice look absolutely beautiful. They are these blue and purple, starry night sky with gold flecks and tiny little moons inside of them. They look absolutely spectacular. If you want to go see them, head to our Discord, head to their Twitter. They have a website at dtwinty.com. That's dtwinty.com. And you can find them at d_twinty and Twitter. So all you got to do to enter the giveaway is head on over to our Discord and introduce yourself in our introduction section, and you have a chance to win these dice. To find our Discord, it's linked down in the episode description. Also, it's all over our social medias. Also, if you go to our website at rollingonfate.com, there's a link straight up to our Discord. So go introduce yourself and say hi to everybody on our Discord, which we have a lot of fun on. And you can find out when new episodes drop, when we post new things on our Patreon, and you can talk about RPGs, cosplay, whatever you like. Speaking of our Patreon, we keep releasing our episode bloopers, and you gain access to them for literally just $1 a month. These bloopers range from anywhere from 5 to additional 15 to 20 minutes of each one of the episodes. And it's just content that I chunk out that are just funny bits that I decide aren't in the moment of the episode, or they're just completely off track or whatever, and they're still super funny. So we are posting them for our patrons. It's just $1 a month, and it really helps us out so much, and it allows us to keep producing such great content for you all. Also, again, music in this episode is from Will Savino, and his Patreon is linked down there in the description. And all the music is off of his D20 album, so you can go check it out there. If you like what you hear, especially with our upgrading sound quality and music, go give us a review on your favorite podcast app. It really means the world to us, and it allows others to help find our pod. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear from our friends at Tales of the Manticore and Practical Heroes Podcast. The next episode is going to be up Wednesday, September 23rd. All right, all, be safe, and back to our regularly scheduled program. Evil team.
Mistress.
What?
What do you wish?
Hurt them.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do that.
And he's stepping over towards Nortrud and Fionnuala, and he's making a very large arcing swing towards both of you. So basically he's doing an attack that's trying to hit both of you. So first one on Fionnuala, 13?
No, that does not hit.
Okay. And on Nortrud. 22?
Well, of course not. That would never hit.
Yeah.
The secret mage.
She's just acid right now, so she just, you know, eats it and doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, that definitely hits.
You take 12 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
4 of that is cold damage. You feel a biting cold with this sword dig into you. Andy or Karen, your guys' go.
I'll go. So using my bonus action, I will use the flying rapier, which should now be behind Marion. And Marion's standing in melee range, correct, to me?
Mm-hmm.
The rapier will make a swipe at Marion's neck.
Okay, it has advantage.
I rolled a natural 20 with advantage.
So we do crits and fumbles a little bit differently. Go ahead and roll percentiles.
90 90 90 and 0.
Shit, dude.
Bye bye, Marion.
Roll your damage.
1d8, 7 plus 1, so 8.
The crit, it doubled the damage.
So 16.
Yeah, that would have just put me under.
And The second effect is you're deafened. So basically the sword hits the side of your head. So that doesn't really matter right now because you're going down, but then you're coming back up because of Amesley's talisman. So basically it auto succeeds your death saving throws and it brings you back up to one hit point. And it also removes any sort of other effects. So you're not actually deafened right now, but all the charges in the talisman go off. So it's no longer active.
Right. I only had one in there.
But you're standing still at one hit point.
Yeah. In the necrotic sphere, which is going to deal 2d6 points of damage with the guy who's still got two attacks on me. So
if you stay there at the end of your turn, but it is still Andy's turn.
I told you not to actually kill them.
Boss, I can't help it.
Figure it out.
Just one more, boss.
Concentrate on the other one.
Fine.
Idiot.
So I will reach out with a shadow-wreathed hand and touch Taylor, who's standing next to me as well.
So you need to make a touch attack?
Melee spell attack with a creature within my reach.
Okay.
16, I believe.
That's going to miss, Taylor.
And then I will do nothing.
Question, Matt.
Yeah.
So if it removes any and all status effects, does that mean I am no longer exhausted as well?
Correct.
All right.
That might help a little bit.
That's a handy thing.
It just means I'm going to do something very risky.
You're like, man, I should die more often.
Karen, your turn.
I am going to walk over to Nortrude. Your creature just blasted me. Sorry.
The creature is actually on the ground in between you and her. Just saying.
Really? Do I see him?
Give me a perception check.
11.
Nope, you don't see him.
Darn. Oh, well, I'm going to walk over towards Nortrude.
Okay.
And I'm going to reach out with my shadow wreath hand towards her.
Okay, roll your attack.
10.
So that's a miss.
Boss, if you're going to tell me what to do, can you at least be competent?
Deal with you later.
So that is your attack and movement?
It is my buzz action. I'm going to command the hounds to attack again.
All right. Hound 1 on Peleus. 21.
Why don't you re-roll that? I'll use one of my lucky points.
Oh. 9.
That does not hit.
First one misses. Fenuela. Mm-hmm. Doggy on you. Also an 11.
Yes. Nope.
Taylor, 'tis your turn. You know that Marion is looking pretty fucked up right now.
Is he looking worse than he did with teal hair? Is that still there?
Excuse me, that was beautiful.
Did the necklace cure him of that too, or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it was like...
All the hair fell out.
No, it's still there.
I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike.
Okay.
I want to move towards the female dragonborn. And I'm going to try to attack her with my whip. I'm going to action surge so I can make another attack. Are they within 5 feet of each other?
Yeah.
So I can hit the female dragonborn and a dog, right?
Yes, and the minotaur guy.
Okay, 3 attacks. So one of those is a 17, the other is a crit, and the third one is a 16.
You get your bonus first undead.
Okay. So I'm going to do quite a bit of
Who
damage.
Are you targeting?
I'm going to attack the female dragonborn. I hit the female dragonborn for 15 damage.
Whoa, that's from your whip? Oh my god.
And I critical hit on the dog.
Double damage.
Yeah, so that takes the 11 and makes it a 22 on the demon dog. And then I hit the minotaur for 9 damage.
20 damage to that dog. That dog is looking pretty damn hurt. Still up though. Marion, your turn.
Do I want to do something super risky or do I want to play it way safe?
Are you asking that out loud? Let's roll the dice.
All right. I don't think I'd forgive myself if I didn't play risky. Now we're doing this for realsies. All right. Same thing. I'm burning 2 meta magic points, casting enhance ability, roll strength on myself. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to tackle this fucker and drag him out of the sphere.
Yeah, you get advantage on your grapple strength roll. Yeah. Contested versus Andy's.
14.
That's 16 plus 9, 25.
Yes, he's going where you want him to go. So are you dragging him 15 feet straight out?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, is there a rift? How far away is the rift? How far away is the rift?
The rift is only 10 feet behind you in the necrotic sphere. Rift.
Come on, motherfucker!
You're going with him into the rift?
You better believe it.
Oh my God.
Right. You are a fool.
With my 1 HP.
Oh my gosh.
All right. You're both in the rift. We'll resolve that one later.
Two go in. One comes out.
All right.
Idiot.
I'm so glad I did that.
Awesome.
Wait, I have one more thing that I can do.
Sure.
I'd like to use my second wind.
Awesome. Good job.
I get 6 HP back.
We're going to go back to the top of the round for Peleus.
As I get pulled through the rift, the flying rapier does clatter to the ground. And it's just lying there.
I love collecting shitty rapiers. I'm all about it.
The problem is that's a nice one.
I have a nice one already, but
it's sitting in a necrotic sphere right now. So
yeah, but that's never stopped me.
Peleus.
Yes.
There's a... demon dog right in front of you, and you saw, because you have front row seats to it, Amarian tackle the evil necromancer dude and tow him into the rift behind him, and then you saw the dancing rapier right as they passed into the other realm fall directly where it's at. So it's laying in the center of the necrotic sphere.
Like dead center?
Pretty much dead center, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it there then. Thanks. Can I stab the dog now?
Yep. You can do whatever you want.
Will a 21 hit the doggo?
Yes.
8 points of piercing damage.
Anything else to add to that?
No.
It's very close to being dead.
Can I use a bonus action to breathe on it strongly? I'm kidding. No. I want to use healing word on myself.
Okay.
That is a whopping 7 health points. Hit points. I'm done.
Fenula.
Okay. Vanilla,
you have a dog in front of you.
Yes.
You also have a minotaur
mm-hmm.
in your face. He's wearing plate mail. And then you have the female dragonborn basically next to slash behind him.
Okay. So what I want to do, you can tell me if I can do this. So I still have Phantasmal Force up since it's a concentration spell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not been hit. Can I make the illusion of the acid on his hand travel up his arm
totally
and start going for his like face and stuff?
Yeah. All right, we'll call it a bonus action. Roll damage.
Oh yes, my 1d6. That's not really gonna do anything. I just want him to stop hitting us. 3 damage.
Well,
so it hurts 3 times as much as it did before.
Okay, but I mean it's spreading up towards his face, so he's probably more freaked out about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, I would advise not moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to move.
Yeah, otherwise, you're going to take 3 opportunity attacks.
I was going to do Eldritch Blast at the dog.
Okay, you also have 2 blasts as well. The dog is looking pretty wounded.
Okay. Yes, well, I am going to range spell attack. Okay. All right, come on, pink dice. Be good to me. All right, 20.
To hit the dog, yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll do the other one at...
The other dog.
Is there another dog right there?
Right next to me.
But there's another dog across the necrotic sphere.
I think Kelly's got that one under control. I could easily reach it, but I'm pretty focused on the 3 enemies in front of us. You know what? I'm going to let the minotaur just wallow in pain over there, and I'm going to try to hit the... female dragonborn.
Okay, roll the hit.
Okay. Oh boy, that's gonna hit you. 26.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 7 damage, force damage.
Even though you aimed it at the female dragonborn, the minotaur steps in front of her and takes the damage. He's gonna take more damage because he's just taking it straight in the chest. So how much damage did you say?
7 for him.
7? He's going to take 10 instead.
Okay. And then the dog gets 9 damage.
Dog's dead.
Yeah! Suck it, doggo! Okay.
That is your action, bonus action. Would you like to move?
No, thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll keep an eye on Nortrude to make sure she looks okay.
How are you looking, by the way, Nortrude?
Well, not great, but B looks pristine, per usual.
Okay.
Okay. Nortrude and B, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I think I will cast Melf's Acid Arrow at the Minotaur, because he seems like he's not doing very well.
Nice. Though you don't know about that, to be fair.
Okay. Roll to hit.
You just assumed that I did something to him that had to do with poison or acid.
Oh, yeah. I figured I should play that up. So, all right. I got a 22.
Yes.
Jeebus.
This guy's in plate armor, but it's not that good, plate armor.
Cool. Well, acid is going to spew out and get all over his plate armor. Ooh, and maybe his face. That is a 12. And it's going to take damage from acid on its next turn.
Okay. So that is your attack. You still have a bonus action and movement and B.
All right. Well, I think B still gets to use the dragon's breath, which is still lightning. So he is going to try to position himself so he doesn't accidentally barbecue Taylor. And
okay.
Try to get as many enemies as he can.
Yeah. So B moves closer to Taylor and gets in a position where he can breathe lightning. So they need to make dexterity saving throws again.
16.
And a 17 for the Minotaur.
That is 14, but they take half damage. So they each get 7.
So 7 each. Okay. That's the end of Nortrude's turn. You guys see the Minotaur, he's still looking okay. I mean, he's looking a little bit ragged now. The female dragonborn, however, she is looking very bad, especially after that last lightning breath. You then see the Minotaur reach over and grab the shoulder of the female dragonborn, and he mutters something draconic under his breath. Taylor, you can understand what he says, and he says this.
My life for your life.
And then you just see the energy of his essence weaken, and he just fades to dust. And all of his armor and all of his gear just falls to the ground. And you see the female dragonborn, who had previously looked very, very damaged, now looks a lot more healthier.
What is her response to this? I want to know.
I look up, look around, go, ah, much better. Wait, where's that kobold girl? It's no matter. We have retrieved what we have come for. Now, to go create more chaos where you have already started. And I blink out of existence.
Yep. And, Peleus, you still have a dog in front of you. You'll kill it. It's fine. It's not going to kill you this
I want to tame it.
You have your own little demon dog.
Do you want to resolve that first?
I want to try to tame it. That'd be kind of neat. I mean, I've got snacks.
Are they Scooby snacks?
Sure. Okay, we'll resolve that. I'll come back to you. Taylor, Fanula, Nortrude.
Can we tell where she went? Like, can I find any sign of her or track? Taylor wants to try to find her.
Yes. You see her like Fanula, where she is just gone. And Fanula, knowing especially how your spell works, you look around, all of you look around. You do not see hide nor hair of her.
Can I use my skill to try to find her?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Just going to take a moment. Taylor's going to kneel down and try to use his senses to try to figure out where she is.
You're in favored terrain. Yeah.
Yeah. So in favored terrain, I can do this.
Okay. So you get one ping of the demon undead dog that's next to Peleus, and you do get a second ping. She's about a mile away in the direction from you guys would be down the mountain in the direction of Ridgemont. And you look around and you see the necrotic sphere behind you fading away. Let's go ahead and resolve Peleus first, and then I'm going to go back to Marion and resolve that. Peleus, would you like to roll an animal handling check?
I wasn't sure what you wanted me to do. You're just like, let's resolve it. I'm like, let's do that.
Does he get advantage if he's feeding the dog food?
No.
No, he doesn't. I rolled a natural 3, but I'm going to use a lucky point to just ignore that ever happens. Animal handling. I am so totally not proficient in animal handling. 12. And I also want to cast Healing Word on it while I do this.
On the dog?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's different.
What?
Now it's your best friend forever.
The dog just dies.
Or you kill it because it's undead.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, your healing word is actually going to damage it.
Oh, really? Hang on a second. Now,
how much?
In my millions of years of existence.
Peleus doesn't know this. Peleus is not like a undead.
Peleus is like 300 years old. He's never tried to heal an undead before?
I don't think so.
Been too busy eating other CLs.
Obviously.
I mean, cool. I'm going to go with what you first said.
Okay, let's do that.
So go ahead and roll your healing word. Depending on how much you heal it for.
It's max healing. I healed it for 9, and I heal is in air quotes here.
Yeah, he had 4 hit points left. He, you see this blinding light.
Good doggo.
Eviscerate its
good
body.
Doggo. Come here, doggo. Shit.
Does anyone notice this?
No, I think you guys are preoccupied looking around for where the female dragonborn went.
Do I have a ghost doggo with me at least now or no?
Nope. Oh. It's in ashes at your feet.
Oh, God.
All right. Back to Marion and...
Cha!
You guys are instantly transported into this rift. Marion, you know what is going on because you just walked out of this rift. You're in this violet, hazy expanse, and you are floating in the middle of space. Andy, you are pulled by Marion, but then you also feel a second pull as the rift just sucks you in and then spits you out on the opposite side. Marion still has a hold on you, but you are floating. This is a feeling that you've never experienced before, and you are super disoriented. Marion, I'm going to give you a surprise round inside of this rift. What do you do?
All right, I'm not going to slow my roll with doing not risky. I'm not going to play it safe. I'm drawing my sword because it's a big deal, because this is the thing that I've had wrapped on my back this entire time that I've never used, that I've said I'm not going to use. So, Brad, what you see is you see Marion take off his back this blade. He wraps it around the front. You can see it's wrapped. He grabs it with his teeth, rips the linen wrapping off it, and pulls out his longsword both-handed. I am then going to cast Branding Smite, and then I am going to two-handed take an attack against him.
Roll to attack. I'll give you...
Do I get advantage because that's a surprise?
Yes, I'll give you advantage because he is so disoriented.
What's happening?
18 plus 6, that is going to be 24.
It'll hit.
All right. So next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, the weapon gleams with astral radiance as you strike. The attack deals an extra 2d6 radiant damage.
Okay. The radiant is going to be doubled.
All right. It causes him to shed light, and the target cannot become invisible until the spell ends.
Cool.
All right. So that is going to be 5, 7, 14 points of radiant damage.
All right.
Oh, that's going to be 13 points of slashing damage.
In addition to the radiant damage.
In addition to the...
Curse you. And I'm unconscious.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put away my equipment, wrap everything back up. I'm going to heal myself and burn my last, probably burn 2 spell slots since that was my third second. Are we out of rounds?
Andy, make 3 saving throws. Death saving throws.
Oh, is he still breathing? Oh, sorry, I need to rectify that.
16.
Make.
20.
Okay. Wait, stop at the 20. At this point, Marin, you have put your sword away, and you look back at him, and he's got one eye open. Andy, any quip that you would like to make?
Can I cast something? Like Misty Step?
Yeah. Where do you go?
30 feet in whatever direction comes to mind.
All right, roll a d12.
7.
Okay, that is away from the rift. So you move 30 feet into the middle of nowhere, violet expanse. Marion.
Yeah.
You see him open his eye.
Uh-huh.
Do a verbal component.
Uh-huh.
Just teleport 30 feet further into the rift.
All right.
What do you do?
I'll cast Guiding Bolt on him.
Okay.
Okay, plus 6, that's 22.
It'll hit.
Okay, that's 46 radiant damage.
He's got one hit point, so he dies again.
Not again.
Oh yeah, I'll cast it again for good measure if we're doing this. I'm going to tell you right now, I got three more first level spell slots to burn. I will burn him to cinder.
Now he is dead for real. You can go over 30 feet and grab him if you wish.
I'll just spell power him. I got radiant energy to burn right now. I'm just going to char him if he's dead.
Char him and push him further into the nothing expanse. Burn as many spells as you want. He is a charred
I'll
husk
burn
of a body.
Two. And then I will use one to heal myself.
Okay.
Is 9, which puts me at 16, which means I won't die immediately when I get out of the portal. So that would have been very dramatic.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Are you stepping out?
Yes.
All right. You float back to the rift and step out. By this time, the necrotic sphere has severely weakened. So the ground around it is just a dead area, but you're not taking any damage. And you see your whole party there with no other enemies. And you all see less worse for wear. Marion, step out of the rift.
What's up, peeps?
Have you seen my dog?
The one that was chewing on you?
That would be the one, yes. I tried to heal it, but then it just kind of evaporated in a glowy light.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to not do that.
What part of pumping the energies of life into an undead creature did you not think was going to be at odds with itself?
All of it. All of those parts that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to be an issue. No. Can still teach an old sea elf new tricks.
Fionnuala will look over at Nortrude. Are you okay?
Well, mostly. A little worse for wear.
How's B?
Oh, B is fine.
That's good.
Yes, quite the champion.
I'll look around and see where everyone else is. Everyone looks fine, right? Other than Marion, who knows what Marion looks like?
The usual. Bad. Completely torn up.
Like slightly less baggy eyed than he was before, though.
probably not.
Well, I'll just glance at Marion and see that he looks the same level of shitty that he did before and be like, okay.
Taylor, your spell thing, finding, I forgot what it was called.
Primeval Awareness?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It runs for 10 minutes. Is that right?
I think so.
During that time, and while everyone is talking, you feel that ping of the dragonborn female.
Mm-hmm.
Continue moving more in a like walking pace, but for sure, you now know that she seems to be headed in the direction of Ridgemont.
Okay. I think I know where she went.
Where?
I think she's heading back towards Ridgemont. She's a few miles away from us now, but based on, I think, where she's going, she's heading back to town. And I know that we weren't really big fans of Ridgemont, but there are a lot of innocent people there that are probably going to get caught in the crossfire. Whatever happens, I can only imagine that what happened in Landrin is about to happen in Ridgemont.
Well, we better get going then.
I don't think we can ignore that.
What do you think, Fanula?
Yeah, what happened to that necromancer that I thought was dead before?
He's dead again.
Okay. So...
For realsies this time.
I guess we just have to worry about the that woman. What do you think she wanted?
She wanted the rod back.
Did she get it?
Yes.
Well, I guess we should go get it back.
I don't know if we can catch up to her, but we can probably get there pretty quickly.
Well, we can ditch the wagon.
Can make better time without the wagon.
We can double up on the horses.
Mine's not a horse. Celery's an elk.
Double up on the horse and one elk.
I nod.
Peleus, do you want to be a hero?
I don't want to be a horse. No, thank you. Hard pass, as we say amongst my people.
Your people are wise as they are strange. Let's get settled up.
All right, who's riding me?
No one.
You guys ditch the wagon, but put everything that you need to in Nortrud's tent if you can't fit it on your backs. Saddle up, leave the Elvenjohn cart behind, and ride down the mountain.
Are you looking for a D&D podcast with a dark side? Something more like Game of Thrones and less like Monty Python? Tale of the Manticore is part dark fantasy audio drama, part solo D&D RPG. There's no plot armor here. The dice make all the important decisions. Join me as I resurrect the excitement, wonder, and emotion of old-school D&D. Made for a mature audience, Tale of the Manticore is both a fiction and a game. It's the story where chaos rolls.
Now, I'm not sure, but I don't think we're going in where we need to be. I'm just saying.
I told you left was a bad idea.
Now, this place looks like it has a lot of influence. Maybe that's not such a bad thing after all.
Well, I see a few things that can fit in my pockets.
I do see a Loudener. Perhaps we could get a quick message out. Mary, would you take it?
Well, hi there. We are the characters and heroes of the Practical Heroes podcast. Every week, you can join us in our very own world of Aroth as we adventure out and make some mischief with me, Mirada, the Tundra Ranger, Gunark, the Political Minotaur, Yuri, the Punk Rock Satyr, Ethan, the Time Waster.
Time Thief, Merida.
Oh, sorry, Time Thief. And Seth, our bona fide companion.
All right, let's get started.
That's the DM. We gotta go. Come on, hurry.
So come join us, my friends. Gotta go.